So let's begin, go back a little bit to Nun Gimel Beis. It's around 8 lines from the bottom, maybe 10 lines from the bottom. I have a dot by mine, but I have a lot of periods in my Gemara. So it starts, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Make it easier, it's 1, 2, it's 6 wide lines down. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ein mevarechin al ha'or el b'motzai Shabbos hol v'tchias b'yal sohu. The only time you make a bracha on the candle is motzai Shabbos, because that's when the fire was created by Adam Arishon. No other time. Amar le hahu saba, particular elder, v'i tema, others say Rabbi Bar Bachana, that's important to remember his name, Rabbi Bar Bachana, Yashar, he says, you're right. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochan, he says, Rabbi Yochan said the same exact thing, that the only time you say bracha on the candle is Motzei Shabbos. Again, Rabbi Yochan said that, and that's what Rabbi Bar Bachana, that was his understanding of Rabbi Yochan. Ula have a rochiv chamer. Ula is once going along a donkey. V'azil v'hava, he was going along. V'shakil v'azil, Rabbi Abba miyamine. On his right hand was Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Bar Bachana mismol, his left side was Rabbi Bar Bachana. Remember, Rabbi Bar Bachana was the one who made that statement in the name of Rabbi Yochan before. Amr le Rabbi Abba. Now Rabbi Abba, the other individual, says to Ula, v'adai dam risa mishmei Rabbi Yochan. Is it really true that I heard Rabbi Yochan said the following? Ein mevarchan ala or el b'motzei Shabbos hol v'tchilas b'riyasahu. Is it really true what I heard, that Rabbi Yochanan said this? That the only time you say bracha on the candle is Motzei Shabbos? Suddenly, Hadar Ula Chazabe B'Rabba Bar Barchana Bishus. Ula turns to his other side, to his left, and starts staring at Rabbi Bar Barchana. Now, Rabbi Bar Barchana understood what Ula was staring about, and Ula didn't say a thing, he just looked at him. So Amalei, Rabbi Bar Barchana says, Analav, aha, I never said that. I never said Rabbi Yochanan says that the only time you say bracha is a Motzei Shabbos. I quote Rabbi Yochanan about the following case. The Tani Tana Kami Rabbi Yochanan, it was once taught from Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he would say, Yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, Ap B'makum Sh'amru Shalom Lahalik, Malikim Nifnei Kavod Shabbos. Even in a place where normally they would not light on a regular Yom Kippur, and the night, the Leil Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, not the Motzei, but the Leil Yom Kippur, even in a place where they would normally not light, when it falls down Shabbos, they would light because of Kavod Shabbos. On Rabbi Yochanan, Basrei, Rabbi Yochanan responded after he heard this brisa, the Chum Osrim. Chum said one may not still light the candle on Yom Kippur that night.
So which from, have nothing to do one with the other
exactly,
one.
Exactly, nothing to do with the other one. So,
but now I have it clear. I didn't understand it yet.
So I know it was a little quick yesterday, a little confusing, but that's Rabbi Yochanan, what he said.
So what did he say that contradicted the Rami Bar Menachama? Like what did the guy say?
We'll see in a second, but Rabbi Yochanan had nothing to do with talking about Motzei Shabbos. I mean, we'll see in a statement in a few lines that he actually says on every Motzei Shabbos and every Motzei Yom Kippur also you're supposed to say a bracha. While they initially quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying only Motzei Shabbos do you say a bracha on Havdalah candles. So Rabbi Bar Chana said, I never said anything about that. I said I was talking about the night of Yom Kippur. They confused. So I said, the night of Yom Kippur, you do not say bracha. They thought I meant Motzei Yom Kippur, you don't say bracha. And that's not true.
But when he says, Amar le Rabbi Yom Le'ud Avadai, the Amritu, Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, Eme Barachim Alaor, Eleme Motzei Shabbos. So how does that contradict what Rabbi Chama said?
Right. So this is in a question. Rabbi says, "Vaday Damrisa." Is it really true? Is it really certain that Rabbi Yochanan said this only in Motzei Shabbos? So there wasn't the Gemara didn't pose a question, but it was so he knew Rabbi Yochanan said something else, which we'll see in the next page.
Ah, okay.
That Rabbi Yochanan says even on a Motzei Yom Kippur you do say bracha, not only Motzei Shabbos.
Okay.
So this was a confusion based on the statement of Rabbi Bar Bachana, again, he was talking about the night of Yom Kippur, that you do not say bracha on the night of Yom Kippur, and they thought he would say the same thing about Motzei Yom Kippur. And that was where they got confused in quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Bachana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So on that, Amar Le, last line of the Amud, Ada Tehe. So Ul says, this is true. This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the night of Yom Kippur, not Motzei Yom Kippur. So Kari, a lover of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef referred to this following dialogue as follows. Mayim Amukim, Eitzah Belevish, the waters are deep in the heart of a man. V'ish tuna yidlenu, that a person with wisdom could draw it out. Meaning, Mayim Amukim Eitzah Belev, the waters are deep in the heart of a man. Is that Ula? That refers to Ula. But Ula never said anything. Ula just looked at Rabbi Bar Chana, and his thoughts that were deep in his engraved in his heart was understood. He didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to articulate a thing for it to be understood. V'ish tunos yidlenu, the person who knew was able to draw out and understand what was going on, the Zer Rabba by Barachana, who explained, Ula, I know what you're troubled by, and I'll tell you this is what happened, and that was the confusion. But Ula actually never said anything, and that was the how Rav Yosef referred to these two, Gedolim. Now, V'inhu, Kiman Savru. Now, these, now Ula, Rabba Barachana, and the third party, who was Rabbi Abba, these three individuals who say Rabbi Yochanan does not limit the bracha to only Motzei Shabbos. They say it beyond Motzei Shabbos. Who do they hold like? Kiman Savrua. Who do they hold like? Kihod Amar Rabbi Binyan Ben Yafis Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mivarchin Ala Or Bein Motzei Shabbos Bein Motzei Yom Kippurim V'chein Amar Davar. So Rabbi Yochanan said, and this is how they hold, that you say bracha Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur, and V'chein Amar Davar means, and this is the Haminhag. This is how we paskin. That's how we're knowing. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, yeah.
The reason we say that the light was created on Shabbos is because the light before Shabbos was a different type of a light.
The Gemara is about to discuss all the different lights, when they were created.
Right, okay. Right.
At this stage, we think the fire was created on Shabbos, and that's why we say the bracha on Shabbos.
At this stage, okay.
So the Gemara says, Meisive, is this really true? That you only say, you say bracha on every Motzei Shabbos, every Motzei Yom Kippur? Ein, says the Gebraisa, Ein Mevarachin Ala Or, Ela B'Motzei Shabbos, Hol V'Tchilas B'Yasa Hu. Since that's the time it was created, you only say bracha on Motzei Shabbos. V'chevin shiro, once you see the light, varach miyad, you say it right away. So Shabbos ends, you see a light, you say the bracha. You don't say it ala kos. You just say it right when you see the fire. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Omer sodun ala kos. No, you don't say a bracha when you see the light turn on right away. You wait. You say ala kos the way we do it. But the Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how he paskin. What comes out here, this Brisa clearly says, and Yochanan here is the opinion here, that you say it only Matzah Shabbos, not on Matzah Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, no, lo kasho, kan b'or sheshavas, kan b'or yotim na'itim na'avanim. One is talking about a fire that was lit from Erev Shabbos and just stayed lit the whole time, and one was where they started the fire Matzah Shabbos. They created a new fire Matzah Shabbos. So Rashi explains, two lines down, b'or sheshavas, shehoya b'shabbos shedolak hayom. Umikom makom, right, shehoya b'shabbos shedolak hayom, so it didn't have any Avera involved in it, Shadok Beheter, meaning even though it was lit on the day of Shabbos, it was done Beheter, Kigon Shel Chaya V'Shel Chola, that it was lit for the purpose of a sick person. Oh, Ner Hadolk Me'erev Yom Kippur, or is lit from Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Kippur, where of course no Avera was done. Mivarchin Ap Motzei Yom Kippur, Dehahi Devaracha Mishim Dedavar Chidashu Lo, Shel Nena Min Ha'or Hayom. That was to say, for the reason why you say bracha after Motzei Yom Kippurim is not because the fire was created Motzei Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur could fall out on a Sunday and a Monday and Tuesday, and the Motzei of that won't be the creation. The reason why you say bracha is because now you have a chiddush. You have a chiddush hana. I couldn't get enough from this fire the entire Yom Kippur. Now I can. Now that only applies if the fire was lit Erev Yom Kippur and it stayed there the whole time, and I didn't get hana from it. I refrained from getting any avera. And now I can get a chiddush, there's a chiddush and I can get hana, that's the type of bracha you say Motzei Yom Kippur. So that only works with a fire that was lit Erev Yom Kippur. But if you lit a new fire on Motzei Yom Kippur, that doesn't work. However, when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is about creating a new fire, about having any fire there, because Shabbos is a celebration of the birthday of the fire.
Hope you can start.
So that's the difference again. Yom Kippur can only use, and this is halacha l'maaseh, how we paskin, only if a fire candle was lit from Erev Yom Kippur, that fire you can use to say bracha afterwards, but you cannot start with a new fire, Motzei Yom Kippur. Right. Says the Gemara now, Tani Chada, there's one brayse that says or hayot.
Yeah. I'm sorry, just that. I know. Why is it that we cannot do, if you light a new candle in Yom Kippur, what's the reason you can't do bracha? Because it's in Shabbat.
If you lit a new candle, Motzei Yom Kippur,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Because it would be, okay, but on Shabbos it does because it was created, okay.
Exactly. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada, or hayotim min ha'itzim, hu min havanim mevarchin alav. So one brayse says, fire that was created a new fresh fire, you say a bracha on it. V'tani chada, another brayse says, ein mevarchin alav, you do not say bracha when you light a new fire. Lo kasha, kam b'motzei Shabbos, kam b'motzei Yom Kippur. It depends. Motzei Shabbos, where it's a celebration of the fire when fire was created. So I don't care if it was a fire that was lit from Erev Shabbos or if a new fire that was created. Either way, I have fire here. I could celebrate the birthday of fire. when Yom Kippur, the whole idea is you're celebrating the fact that you were Shavas, the fact that you refrained from any melacha, and that could only apply to fire that was existed from Erev Yom Kippur. But to light a new fire, Motzei Yom Kippur, that is not worthy of a bracha in Motzei Yom Kippur, so that's the difference. One's talking about Shavas, one's talking about Yom Kippur. Interesting to note, we read that Rashi. The Rashi says that if you lit a fire on Shabbos for the purpose of a chola, so you could still say bracha on that because there's no aveir involved. Exactly. But Maram Chalava argues, Maram Chalava says no, that if you lit the fire on Shabbos, even though it was mutter to light the fire on Shabbos for the purpose of a chola, you cannot say a bracha on Motzei Yom Kippur. So what's the machlokas there? The machlokas seems to be, when you light a fire for the purpose of a chola, is that considered a hutcher or dechuya? What does hutcher dechuya mean? Hutcher means it's entirely mutter. There's no hesitation. Entirely mutter, there's no remnants of an aveira. For a chola, exactly. But the Ravarim Chalava thinks, no, when we light a fire for a chola or do any melacha for a chola, that's b'derech dechuya. We push off the iser, meaning we don't want it to do the aveira, but of course the chola comes first. So we like to push it off, but we don't view it as if there was no aveira at all. You don't get an aveira, but still we do with great hesitation to allow you to do that. So the terms that are used are hutcher or dechuya. Hutcher means it's entirely mutter. Dechuya means we push off the aveira. We acknowledge the aveira. We just push it off and say it's mutter to do. So according to Rashi, he says it's a hutcher probably. It's entirely mutter.
Hutcher in the
From Lashon of mutter.
Heter.
Heter, right. So the way they use in the terminology is hutra. The Gemara uses hutra. It was permitted.
Hutra.
Right, hutra, right. Hutra. So
it was confusing. It's
learn with a Israeli. I spent some time in Israel earlier this week, a couple weeks ago. A few months ago, I learned with him. So it's very funny. He's an Israeli. We learned in Hebrew, but sometimes he says sa, like the Yeshivish way. Sometimes he says ta, the Israeli way. So I was getting very confused myself when he was doing this. So either way, so Rashi says it's a hutra, where it's completely mutter, and therefore the candle that was lit for the chola is completely mutter. But according to Maram Chalava, perhaps it's only a dechuya. We push it off with great hesitation. Therefore, there's still some part in aveira there, and then we cannot say it was shavas from any aveira.
Right. It would sound that it shouldn't have anything to do with heter, because you talk about that it's shabbat that it.
Uh-huh, I see.
So even if you were with a heter, it would seem more than
right.
No, it would seem that the issue is not even heter or not. Is that it's the light was created on Shabbos, and once you did it on Shabbos, then you're not really like.
Right.
No, it sounds more like the other.
Right.
Light was created on Shabbos.
Motzei Shabbos.
Light.
Not light. Well, now we're gonna see that.
See in a second. But as of now, fire was created on Motzei Shabbos.
The light before Shabbos was the light of.
We'll see the Gemara in two lines. They'll tell us, right?
He's a Chabadnik.
I'm not a Chabadnik. Chaslanik type.
Says the Gemara, Rebbe. So the first Y line in the Dalam and Aleph says the Gemara, Rebbe Mefazron, Rebbe Chia Mechansen. What does that mean, Mefazron? Says Rashi. Rashi, this is the first narrow line of Rashi. Rebbe Mefazron, Rebbe Kishira, or when he saw fire, Mevarch Allah Miyad. Right away he saw it. Then when he saw, when he smelled b'samim, he said a brach later on. Mifazim, he dispersed them. Whenever he saw the fire, he wouldn't wait until he had them on a coast like we do for the Abdallah. The moment he would see it, he would say the bracha. However, b'chunsan, he would enter, he would draw them in, he would wait to do them all together, all a la coast, which is the way we do it. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Achal Pisha Rebbe Mefazran, even the Rebbe would disperse them and say the brachas as he would see them. Choser v'sojourn ala kos kedeli hotzi banav v'bnei beso. He would then repeat the bracha of Or again in order to be motzei his family members later on. So the Ritva makes a diak from here. Banav v'bnei beso. He says b'nei beso refers to a wife, and we see from here that a wife, women, are chayv also in havdalah. And the explanation is that the Miri says, why to mitzvah asei shezman grama, women are exempt from mitzvah asei shezman grama. So he says, I'm not sure if he's based on the Rambam, but there is a Rambam that says, kishem, this Lashon kishem, I don't remember the exact Lashon, where the Rambam compares Kiddush and Havdalah. So you know women are chayiv in Kiddush, based on other Gemaras, Gemara and Brachos. So once women are chayiv in Kiddush, Mimela, they're also the reason why the Chayim in Kiddush, because the Pasuk says Zachar v'Shamor, it says in two different places in Aser Sedibros, the Yisro and Veschanim. Zachar v'Shamor, it says in Aser Sedibros, Kol Sheyeshen v'Shmira. Anybody who's obligated in the Los Haseis of Shabbos, which women have to be, they're Chayim in all Los Haseis except for three. So the Chayim in Shmira, they're also Chayim in the Zachira, the positive commandments which include Kiddush. So once they're Chayim in Kiddush, Mimela, they're also Chayim in Havdalah, because Havdalah and Kiddush work the same way. Havdalah is not simply a way of ending Shabbat, it's a way of being Mekadesh Shabbos backwards. Kiddush is saying it from the front, and Mekadesh it from the beginning, and Havdalah is giving it a Kiddush from the end, bracketing it from both ends, therefore women are chayiv as well. Says the Gemara, now the Or b'matzai Shabbos Ivra, was fire really created on Saturday night? V'ha Tanya, doesn't the Raisa tell us? Asara dvarim nivru b'Erev Shabbos. There were 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. So what are they? Ben HaShemashos, during Ben HaShemashos, Eluhain, Be'er, the bear, the well of Miriam that went around with the Klaiyos on the Midbar giving them water and did other Nisim. Rashi tells us some of the Nisim, I think, the bear did. Be'er Shil Miriam, Sela Sheyotzim Mimenu HaMayim Al Yidei Moshe, Ve'egul Kamin Kivra Hayam, Miskalgal Imahin Kol Makum Shehochin. Okay, he doesn't tell us other miracles. But there's a discussion in Rashi. Rashi seems to say that there was a rock somewhere, but that rock stayed stationary, and somehow under the ground there are these pipes that were traveling, all the water traveled from wherever that rock was. Ramban al-Torah says, no, the actual rock traveled along with them. So that's the Machlokas Rashi Ramban. So that's the first thing that was created Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos, the Be'er. V'Hamon, the man that fell. Hakeshes, the rainbow. Ksav, and a michtav. What are these things? Ksav a michtav. Rashi says, Ksav is kriya shem ha'osios, the way to pronounce the words. Hamichtav is chakikasan v'tsurasan, how to write the words. Kach shmasi, that's how Rashi heard. V'linia, Rashi himself thinks, ksav zu hachikasan v'tsurasan. Ksav means how you write it. Hamichtav hu eit v'cheret shenichtav bo chakikas haluchos. The way the luchos were actually written, ki ahid kedushin, it goes on to say. But the way it was carved out, etched out, that's the way he defines michtav.
The Tanya Bruin talks about it in Plimut.
Oh yeah?
Deep.
I imagine this is very deep stuff. The Rabbeinu Chananel defines this differently. Ksav mikhtav. He says ksav is tsiras osios, mikhtav is tsirfa osios. The combining the letters into words, how to read them as words. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel interprets this. What was mechadish the ksav mikhtav. Back to Gemara. About luchos. Luchos were also created. And Rashi I think says luchos harishonos. If not Rashi, someone says luchos harishonos were created. Because we know luchos harishonos were created by Hashem. Luchos shnias were written by Moshe. The Kivro Shem Moshe, the burial place of Moshe, Umaara Shamar Bo Moshe, and the cave that which with which in Moshe stood, and the Eliyahu and Moshe and Eliyahu both stood in that Maara.
That's when Hashem passed by, and
yeah,
exactly. When Hashem passed, okay. Exactly, and also this is where Eliyahu hid when he was hiding out, and the ravens brought him the food. Psichas Pia Asan, when the donkey opened its mouth, spoke to Bilam. Upsichas piaretz levlo es rishon, when the by Korach the ground opened up and swallowed up the rishon there. All those 10 things were created. Rabbi Nechemia Omer af mishum aviv, the name of his father af haor, that parrot, even fire. Fire was also created erev Shabbos. Included in that was also the mule. The mule was also created. The reason why the mule is created is because it comes from a horse and a donkey, and nothing ain't tachad ain't chadashachas hashemesh. Nothing new was ever created, so therefore that had to have been included in the Bries Olam. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Mishum Aviv Af Ha'ayil Vashmir, the aisle that was hidden during the Avram Avinu and Akedas Yitzchak, that aisle that he pulled from the branches was there from the times of Bries Olam. Vashmir, that worm that was able to etch out, go through any stone that was needed for the base of Migdash, which was Shlomo HaMelech had to use to carve out all the stones, famous Gemara in Gittin, the Agata, that he had to get some shade, and whole interesting story. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Tzeves, about Tzvat, which is what is used to make a metal sharp. You need one metal to make it like a knife, I think, right? Is that what it is? How you define it as a knife?
Tzvat, it's like a plier, like a sharp plier that you cut.
So I think to make it sharp, you need another barzel to make them sharpen each other. So you can't start with one, you need to start with one to get the other one. So that was also made, because Hu Haya Omer Tzavsa B'tzivsa Mis'avda, the Tzavsa K'maisa Mayavid. You need one Tzvas to make another Tzvas. So where'd you get the first one from? So Lai Brei Bidei Shemayim. He must have been created Bidei Shemayim. The first one came from Shemayim. So that was also included in the Maisa Bereishis. So they respond back to Rabbi Yoshi, that's not necessarily true. Rabbi Yehuda, rather, that's not necessarily true. Amar Lei, Efshu Yasin B'Defus, V'Ikvena. You can make some type of mold which has sharp edges and put the metal or the liquid metal and have it solidify in that mold, and you could create it that way. Kevin Halai, Bria B'Da'odamu, and that's how man makes it. We don't use the initial barzel. We can make our own sharp knives. So all of this, though, we see from here.
So it's a steer.
Yeah, exactly. The steer is that Or was created Erev Shabbos. Well, we said before, the birthday of Or is Matzei Shabbos. So it says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Ha Be'or Didon, Ha Be'or Di Gehenim. One is our fire, which was created by man, that was Adam HaRishon, that was created Matzei Shabbos. The Or, the fire of Gehenim, that was created on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says it actually explicitly, Or Didon B'Matzei Shabbos, Or Di Gehenim B'Erev Shabbos. Interesting Maharal. The Maharal says, wants to know why exactly in Der Chaim, in the Sefer and Pirkei Avos, why were these things created during Bein HaShemashos? These 10 things were created during Bein HaShemashos. Why not on Erev Shabbos earlier? Why Dafka during Bein HaShemashos?
Bein HaShemashos is when?
Is a period of twilight zone, they call it, where it starts to get dark from Shkia until Tseis HaKochavim. Not quite. Bein Arbaim is earlier than that.
It's Menchot.
Right. But after Shkia, sunset,
Bein HaShemashot in general is when you don't know if it's night or day. It's a doubt.
On Friday?
Friday.
Any day.
Any day.
No, Bein HaShemashot is any day.
Right.
But we're talking.
This particular case was Bein HaShemashot, Erev
Shabbos.
Exactly, these 10 things.
Okay.
So the Maharal wants to know why Dafka, Bein HaShemashot, were these 10 things created? So he says, because Bein HaShemashot is a very interesting time period. In terms of night and day, we don't know which one it is. So it's already a quasi Shabbos. But also not a full Shabbos. So on one hand, he didn't want to create anything because it's almost Shabbos. But at the same time, if Hashem didn't create anything, then it's too close to Shabbos, and that was reserved for Shabbos. So therefore, he created things that were in between. He created things that were lamalam teva, things that were nisim, like
point.
The be'er and the keshes and the ksav, the luchos, all those things which were. He said lamalam teva that was created during this very special time period.
He couldn't wait for next week.
Everything to be in 1 week. He could have done everything in a moment. For some reason, Akash Baruch Hu wanted to do it in such a way.
Right. However, in Hashem's eyes, I'm sure he knows when Shabbos starts.
Right. But that's part of the discussion.
There's no
Bein HaShemashos. He exactly knows when it. Well, there is an opinion that actually there's a Ritva and Yuma and there's
Bein HaShemashos is an actual time.
Exactly.
It's not a doubt.
It's exactly not that. That is the time. It's,
right.
What was the time?
That the Bein HaShemashos is not a suffix. We don't know if it's day or night. The period is, it's a mixture of day and night. It's not meant to be Vada day, it's not meant to be Vada night. It's defined as, it's a mixture of both of them.
Right.
And you cannot, it's impossible. Even Hashem, there's no way, it's not, you can't figure out when it starts, when it ends, because that's the definition of it.
So according to that Shita, by Shkia, it's already cut off point, that's in Chumrah, that it's Shabbos already. There's no suffix yes or no, it's just stop at Shkia.
According to this period, no, because Shabbos is Tzeis HaKochavim. So when we say it's a mixture of day and night, we don't know though when the Shabbos begin. Though is Shabbos begin at nighttime, or maybe Shabbos really begins Bein HaShemashos? We don't know when Shabbos is supposed to begin. But in terms of talking about from day and night, it's not. We don't know if it's day or night. It's both of them. The Shaila is we just don't know when Shabbos is.
We go to Chumrah.
Go to Chumrah, yes. But there's a Reb Chaim Aramim who says this idea. And I don't think he saw the Ritva, but there's a Ritva in Yuma which says this explicitly, that this is, it's both of them. It's not a suffix. It's Vada, Yom, and Laila. It's a fascinating Ritva. Obviously a larger discussion. Gemara and Shabbos talks about the different, how to define Bein HaShemashos, the three-way machlokes, or Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and somebody else. Okay, says the Gemara. We have a lot to do here, actually. Says the Gemara, V'or Gehenim, the Gehenim Be'er of Shabbos, Ivri, was it really true that the fire of Gehenim was created on Erev Shabbos? The Brisa teaches us Shiva Dvarim Nivru Bekodem Shinivru Holam. Seven things were created before the world was even created, before day one. The Elohein Torah, Tshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisa Kavod, Ubeis Hamikdash, Vishmol Shel Mashiach. And the Gemara is going to go through all of these seven things. But on the list right now, we see is Gehenim was created before the Bris Olam. Torah had to be the Torah was created first. Dichsiv Hashem Konanu Reishis Darcho. It was created first. Tshuva, Dichsiv, Biterim, Harim, Yuladu, before the mountains were created, Uksiv, Teshiv, Enosh, Ad, Daka, a person should do tshuva until Daka. Daka, by the way, the I forget who. Someone brings this as a raya for Daka, the gematria of it's 25 chaf hey, reference to chaf hey kislev, with reference to Chanukah. People bring a ad is a gematria 74. So from Rosh Hashanah until Chanukah is 74 days. Ad Daka until you have time to do tshuva. Tshuva we have to do till Yom Kippur, and then they say till Shana Rabbah, and then they say till Chanukah. That's really Nister until Chanukah. This is one of the rayas they bring. You have 74 days until Daka, until Chaf Hei Kislev. That's when you have to do tshuva. So we see from here, and then the Gemara says that V'tomar Shuva Bnei Adam, you should do tshuva. So we see from here that tshuva was already kub terem har miladu, before the mountains were created. Tshuva already existed. Now Gan Eden dichsev Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Beedim Mikedem, from beforehand. Gehenim dichsev Ki Aruch Meesmo, from yesterday he created Tifta Kisei Akavod Beis Hamikdash dichsev Kisei Akavod Marom Mirishon. So he created from the beginning the kisei kavod in the mikdash, and shmo shemashiach dichsev yehi shmo liolam lifnei shemesh yonin shmo. It should be forever. Amri ha'achala. Fine. So that's the source for Mashiach. So all of this we see, Gehenna was created before the world existed, not erev Shabbos. Amri ha'achala hu dinivra kodem shenivra olam. The cavity, the hole in which Gehenna existed, that existed before the bris olam. Or the fire didah, however. Erev Shabbos. The fire was created on Friday.
Vordi
day Erev Shabbos. What?
Okay, now
it's okay. Vordi day Erev Shabbos. Was the fire of Gehenim really created Erev Shabbos? V'hatani Rabbi Yossi Omer Orshish Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu B'sheni B'Shabbos. The fire that was created on Monday, Ein Lo Kvi Liolam, can never be extinguished. The Shenem Arba Yotzu V'ro B'Figri Ha'Nashim Ha'Poshim Bi Ki Shalasim Lo Samos V'ashim Lo Sich, by reference to the fire. And this is a reference to Gehenim. All the people who sinned are going to be in this fire, will never extinguish. So we see on the Monday, the fire of Gehenim was created. Why didn't it say Kitov on the Monday? Because the fire does not say Kitov on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. Every
day it says Kitov, no?
Exactly, but you see in a second.
Usually it says twice.
On Friday, twice.
Both, I think Friday and Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday also?
I think Friday and
Tuesday. Tuesday, yeah, Palam Kitov.
Yeah.
Because he created
two things.
I think
both Friday and Tuzday.
So Friday also, we'll see in a second. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Afa Pishalo Nemar Bo Kitov, Chazer V'klalo B'shishi, Shenemar V'yar Elokim Eskol Asher Asa, V'nei Tov Me'od. So we see that Sheni was when the fire of Gehenna was created. Ela Chalala Kodem Shenever Olam. Really, the cavity of Gehenna was created before the world was created. And then V'ordi Day B'sheni B'Shabbos, and the fire was created on Monday. V'ordi Don our fire B'machshava Al Libaros B'Erev Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create our fire on Erev Shabbos, not the Gehenim. Forget Gehenim. That was Monday. Our fire. V'lo Nivra Ad Motzei Shabbos. Although he had B'machshava to create Erev Shabbos, L'maisa wasn't created until Motzei Shabbos, and that's why we celebrate the birthday of fire on Motzei Shabbos. Titania, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shnei Dvarim Elu Alu. There are two things that Kadosh Baruch Hu thought to create on Erev Shabbos, v'lo nivru ad Motzei Shabbos, but didn't happen until Motzei Shabbos. But Motzei Shabbos, nasan Kadosh Baruch Hu deya, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave wisdom to man. V'adam Rishon, me'ein dugma shalmal, a little bit, just a glimpse of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. V'hevi shnei evanim, he brought two stones, v'tachlon, ground them together, zu b'zu, v'yotam an or, and fire came out. V'hevi shnei behemos, brought two animals together, v'hirkiv zu b'zu, and he crossbreeded the two of them, v'yotam an parrot, and came out a mule.
But it says parrot that was one of ten things. That was one opinion.
One opinion said, so too, parrot was created Erev Shabbos. The first opinion did not include parrot, so the first opinion said, no, it was only created to Motzai Shabbos. So, fascinating always to wonder, Kadosh Baruch had a machshava, and he was chosen the machshava, he thought to do one thing, and then he changed his mind. It's a very strange thing, how Kadosh Baruch does that.
What does a mule have to do? Nothing. It's just two things that he did. Those are the two things that he thought of doing it before and did after.
Exactly. Now the thing, the reason why the Achronim point out this was created during Bries Olam, because Ein Chiddush Chadash Tachas Hashemesh, so it had to have been created during Bries Olam. Couldn't have been a Chiddush of
what
man.
About all the other Klei Behema that
any other crossbreeds you're saying?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Maybe once
they still exist. I mean, you could say otherwise from this case, but they still existed, just they weren't together yet. Like, each animal still existed.
But they answer the question, why then did the mule have to daft to be created?
That's why it's this.
Right. Right. The question is a mule a bria in itself, or it's a cross, right. Or it's a cross breed?
Right. And the same question
before,
for all of them.
It says in the, I read it in the Poshim, that about the parrot,
mm-hmm.
that it's not that it was created.
It's
in
a
the
bria
first
in
days,
itself.
Yeah?
Right.
It's a bria. It's not a kilayim.
Right.
I read it somewhere.
But all the other animals are considered kilayim.
Kilayim.
That's
yeah.
because
but
why?
The
what's
parrot
the difference,
is
though?
A bria in itself.
The question is why?
Why? Why the parrot? Yeah, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
Okay.
So then says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Pered Bimei Ana Haya. No, Pered was not created during Bias Olam. It was really created in the times of Ana. Who is Ana? Shenemar, Hu Ana Asher Matza Es Hayamim Bamidbar, Dorish Chamuros. So Ana was created, he was in the Midbar, and they were Dorish Chamuros, meaning, Hayu Omer Ana Psul Haya. Ana was a Psul. We'll see in a second how he was a Psul. So it's just like he was a psul in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the rest of the people there, brought in another psul, they brought in this pere, this mule, as another psul. Shenamar, Eile b'nei Sa'ir HaChori, these are the children of Sa'ir HaChori. And in this pasuk, does Rashi quote the entire pasuk here?
What does it say?
Yeah.
That all the rest is kilayim, and pered is not. It says here that pered, who avalad anotzar, is the birth that created me'arkava shel sus chamor, that's from kilayim of sus chamor. Mikivan she'en kol chadash tachad, there's no new under the sun. Be'echrach, it must, she'apered rishon, that the first pered, nivra min ha'adama b'sheshet yemei abriya, that was created from the ground in the first days of creation, ve'lo ba min ha'kilayim.
No, kilayim. Let's say because a parrot really, if you put a horse and a donkey, you get a parrot.
Yeah, but the first one wasn't
right. But the
like
parrot itself, but all the other animals that there is kilay behema. Let's say you mix a goat with a sheep. I don't know whatever.
Or
let's
fruit.
Say.
Right. You do the fruit. Right. You crossbreed fruit. They do
right.
animal.
So right. So basically, that would be kilayim. That wouldn't be a
oh,
in itself.
Because okay.
Okay,
I'm
so
sorry, I'm answering the question.
No, not at all. I like the participation. I don't like the lecture. Says the Gemara again, how do we know that Ana was a psul? Shenemar Eilu b'nei Sa'ir HaChori. And Rashi tells us, from this pasuk we see, Eilu, this is five lines from the bottom of Rashi, Eilu b'nei Sa'ir v'tzivon v'ana. The Gemara goes along to say, tzivon v'ana, ama achi hava. They were brothers. Tzivon and Ana were brothers. And then the next pasuk Rashi, the Gemara quotes, is Ksiv Eilu b'nei Tzivon. The following were the children of Tzivon, Va'aya v'Ana. Ana was the son of Tzivon, and he was also the brother of Tzivon. So Ela milamed shebat Tzivon al imo, had relations with his mother. Beholid mimena Ana. Ana was result. So Ana was the son of Tzivon, but also the brother. But since Ana's mother was the same mother as Tzivon, they were also half brothers, but also a son. So since he was a psul, therefore during that very same time, they said we're going to bring another psul to the world. We're going to bring the parrot. And it's really during those times that the parrot was created, and not from Yimei Bereishis. So the Gemara, Vadilma Trei Hava Ana Hava. Maybe there are two Anas. Whoever said there is one, maybe there are two different cases. One was his brother, one was his son. Amar Rava Amina Milsa de Shavar Malka La Amro Manu Shmuel. So I'm going to say something that Shavar Malka, which is a reference to a king, who is a way they refer to Shmuel. Shmuel says something. You don't argue what Shmuel says. Or Ikadamri, others say, Amar Papa, Amina Milsa de Shavar Malka La Amro. And I say something in the name of another king, which is Manu Rava. Amar Kra, Hu Ana Dimikar. The Pasuk says, either from Shmuel or Rav, Hu Ana, the Pasuk says, he is Ana from the beginning to the end. It was the same Ana we referred to before, is the same Ana we're talking about now. So it was the very same Ana. He was both the brother and the son of Tzivon, and therefore he was a Psul, he was a Mamzer, and that's when the time the Pered was created in this world as well. Okay, let's move fast now. Tanur Rabbanan. Asar Devarim, they grew up Be'er Shabbos. 10 things were created Friday. Be'en Hashmashos, Ve'elohen, Be'er, Iman, Nekashos, Ksav, Amichtav, Aluchos, Va'kivosh, Moshe, Marash, Amon, Ba'moshe, Ve'elio, Psichas, Pi'asun, Psichas, Pi'aretz, Livlo, Es, Rishon. This is all quoted from before. Ve'esh, Omrim, Af, Makhelo, Shel, Aaron, Shkeda, Prachet. So too, the stick that Aaron used in Parshat Korach, he placed in the base of Migdash, and it started growing all these different nuts and flowers. Ve'esh, Omrim, Af, Hamazikin, so too, the Shadim. Ve'esh, Omrim, Af, Bigdel, Shel, Adam, Harishon. Was also created, which Rashi has a different interpretation of what that means. Perhaps it means some like type of fur coat with all types of wools of the animals and furs of the animals. It was passed on to Nimrod, eventually to Esav. Others say it refers to a leather skin, but that was also apparently created during Ben Hashmashos Erev Shabbos. Tanur Rabbanan, Shiva Devarim Michusim Mibnei Adam. There are 7 things that are hidden from man.
Well, worst comes to worst, we can finish a little short, then we'll catch up tomorrow also.
Right, that's true.
Just not to rush so much.
Right. There's good stuff in this coming daf. So,
okay.
There are 7 things that were hidden from men. Eluhain, the following. Yom HaMisa, they don't know the day they die. Yom HaNechama, the day they're going to get comfort. V'omek HaDin, the depths of the din, which Rashi either means Yimei HaDin, the day a person dies, or maybe just in general, how din, the proper way to deal with a court case. Vein adam yodeh ma b'libo shel chaver, he doesn't know what his other friend is thinking. Vein adam yodeh b'ma mistakir, he doesn't know what he's gonna, what business will be successful. A person never really knows. U'malchus beis David masai tachzer, when Mashiach is gonna eventually come back. U'malchus chayeves masai tichlem, when a bad kingdom, when it will end. These seven things man will not know. They're pretty, all these pretty much make sense, I think. Tanur Banan, Gimel Devarim Alu b'machshava libaros. There are three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu thought to create, Vim lo Alu, and if he had not thought of them, Din Hu Shiyalu, it would make sense that he should have thought of them. I'm not really sure how to interpret that line, but what were these things which seemed obvious that they should have been created and they were created? Al Hames Shiyasriach, that a mace should eventually decay and decompose, because if not, then a person would just hold on to their mace, their relative who died, and just keep them there in their closet all the time, and he'll never get over the mace, and it won't be good. And a person should forget the mace after some time, because if a person never forgets, he'll never be able to move on. And that grains should ultimately go bad, they shouldn't just be preserved forever. So it says Rashi, Shim lo kein, hayu baili batim me'atzen oso mevin ravin lirum. People are going to just store them for themselves and never give it to anybody else. So the fact that they have only a time limit, how long they can store them for, them, they can't eat all the grain, so they have to eventually sell them so other people have what to live with. V'yeshomim al hamatbeah shiyata, also that you should have coins, you should have some type of currency to buy and sell. So those are the three and maybe four things that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu not thought of them, they would have needed to be created anyways. Interesting thing that comes up halacha l'maisa, that were relevant to this coming year and Parshas Kisetze, that they talk about from here, that since what's the zman of forgetting about a mace? Rashi says, if not Rashi, the Gemara says, it takes 12 months to forget about a mace. So they point out, the end of Parshat Kisetze, the Zechias Amalek. You have to always remember Amalek. That's why there's a mitzvah every 12 months, every year, to read it, because you can never go long without. So what about this coming year, where it's an Ibur Shana, we have a 13-month calendar coming up, so you're going to forget about it, because it's going to be 13 months until you hear the next Parshat Zachar in Chodesh Adar. So how is that explained?
But you read it twice in the year.
Ah, so that's what they say. They quote from the Chassam Sofer that this right. Week, Parshas Kisetze, Halach L'maisa, you're supposed to have in mind that tonight, we know it's going to be, have in mind this week's Parsha to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Zechiah Samalek, so it won't be 12 months without you listening to it. Other Achorim, many Achorim don't like this for a number of reasons. They say, no, it doesn't make sense. The Chazal knew about a 13-month calendar. They knew it was going to happen. And since they never advised us to have in mind Parsha Kisetze, it must be they meant a whole year, Lav Dafka, 12 months, that's just a typical year. But an entire year, whether it's a 12-month or a 13th year, you shouldn't let a year go by without hearing Zechir Samalek. So if you want to be Machmir for the Chassam Sofer, one can be certainly Machmir and have in mind this week's Parsha to be Yotze Zechir Samalek at the end of Kisetze. Okay, says the Mishnah.
Avelus is a full year, right? Even though Kaddish is only 11
months. Right? Avelus for a parent is 12 months, right?
12 months or a year?
12 months.
What's the difference?
No,
it's 12 months or a year is the same thing.
No, you're saying 13 months, you're saying, right?
It's a Shana Meuber.
Still 12 months.
It's still 12 months?
Yeah.
No, you sure? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. You
yeah
think
I read
the yard side is going to be, 13
but
months.
But Avelus is 12 months.
Yeah.
I'm reading now, Avelus. Uh-huh. I think it's 12 months. I don't remember.
I know Kaddish is always 11 months, but I didn't know.
Sfaradim is 12.
Sfaradim do the 12 month Kaddish, yeah?
That's interesting. Okay. Fine. So let's see. The Mishnah says, Makom Shinagu Lasas Malacha B'Tishrav Osin, Makom Shinagu Shlo Lasas Malacha Enosin. Whether you do Malacha and Tishrav depends on the Minhaga Makom. So the Uvechol Makom Tamil Chacham, the Talim, every single place. Tamil Chacham certainly doesn't do any work. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Li Olam Yase Aldama Atmel Tamil Chacham. A person should always consider himself a Tamil Chacham, at least regarding this particular lacha, that they shouldn't work on Tishrav.
So in Tishrav, there's an opinion that you can work?
There is an opinion. If your minhag of your makom is to work, one may work.
In Tisha B'Av.
Yeah. But the accepted custom is not to work. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel ain Tainas Sibur B'Bavil El Tisha B'Av B'Vad. The only Tainas Sibur that we have in Bavil, said Shmuel, was Tisha B'Av. L'meimra D'Savar Shmuel Tisha B'Av Ben Shmasha Shalo Aser. Is this to say that Ben Shmasha is Aser? The fact that he calls it a Tainas Sibur, so it must be that it's Aser, we go through the Gemara's Mishnah and Tainis, that Ben Shmashos, when it comes to Tainis Sibur, Ben Shmashos is Aser. So is that really true?
So what is he trying to say here, Ein Tainis Sibur Gebavad Elat HaShabbat? Like, what's the pshat of that?
So He says that the Tainus Tzibur, you look at the Mishnayos and Tainus, they tell us that Tainus Tzibur, you cannot do any Mlacha, and all the Halachas of Tainus exist already from the night before, and the Beinash Mashos prior to it.
Right.
So he says, Rashi explains to us, Ein Tainus Tzibur B'Bavel, Hol V'Ein Tzrichin L'Gshamim. Babel was very fruitful area, so there's no need for rain. So since there are no fasting like Eretz Yisrael, the only time Tzibur left, according to Shmuel, was Tisha B'Av. He ignored all the other fast days that we have, Shavuot, Shabbat, Tammuz, and Tzom Gedalia. But Tisha B'Av was the only one left, because all the other tiniest were related to Geshamim, were not relevant in Babel. So when he makes this statement, the Gemara says, is this to imply that during Banish Shmashos, the fact that he calls Tisha B'Av a tiny Tzibur, that Tisha B'Av is Aser during Banish Shmashos even? We have an explicit statement of Shmuel, Tisha B'Av Banish Shmashos Shelo Mutter. In fact, it's mutter during Banish Shmashos of Tisha B'Av. Maybe you're going to say, Kol Tainus Tzibur Banish Shmashos Shelo Mutter. Maybe Shmuel says, every single Tainus Tzibur, that's the halacha. Every Tainus Tzibur, it's mutter to do Mlacha during Banish Shmashos.
Just talking about Melacha or eating?
So I think both, actually. See, Rashi says that Rashi we started beginning in Ein Tainus Tzibur B'Bavel. Hol Ve'ein Tzrich and L'Gshamim, Im Gozen Al Davar Acher, Ein Chomer Tainus Tzibur, Nohigba, Le'echo Mibor Yom, Ve'le'eser B'Mlacha. That you have to eat during daytime, so you can't eat Banish Shmashos, and also you can't do Melacha on both. So both of them exist. And Shara Chumri Ha'amurim Ba, and any other Chumra, all Dinim apply to Banish Shmashos. Is that really true? So again, doesn't Shmuel say all? Doesn't Shmuel say Tisha B'Av Banish Shmashos is a mutter? Maybe you're going to tell me, maybe he holds that way by all Tainus Tzibur? All Tainus Tzibur Banish Shmashos is a mutter? V'Hanan Tanan, then we have the mission that says in Tainus, Ochlin V'Shosin, you could eat Mibod Yom. From the Erev, Lemute Mai, La Lemute Ben Hashmashos, you can eat from the daytime, but you can't eat once it goes Shkia. During Ben Hashmashos, you can't eat. So we see that Tainus Tzibur, there's an issue to eat Ben Hashmashos. So Shmuel can't be arguing with a Mishnah. Says, Lo, Lemute Mishach HaSheikha. No, it means to eat Erev, Tainus Tzibur, but don't eat when it gets dark. Don't eat after Tzeisa Kochavim. But Ben Hashmashos, you can eat. Says the Gemara, Name a Messiah, maybe you could bring the following Raya. What does the Brice say? Ain bain Tisha B'Av liyom Kippurim ela shezes sveikal aser v'zes sveikal mutter. So the only difference is that safek yom kippur is aser, safek Tisha B'Av is mutter. What's the safek? Ela ramai sveikal mutter la banish mashos is not referring to the safek of banish mashos. We said banish mashos is a time period of safek. We don't know if it's day, we don't know if it's night. So we see that a safek, this banish mashos period, is mutter on Tisha B'Av. Though this is support for Shmuel. Somebody says, no, lo. It's not talking about Banish Shmashos. What's the Safek? Kedama Rav Shishi Bere de Rav Idi L'Kviya De Yircha HaChanam L'Kviya De Yircha. Kviya De Yircha means being Kovea the Yerch, being Kovea the month, in terms of setting up the months. Which means, Rashi says, L'Kviya De Yircha L'Asos Shnei Yomim, to make 2 days out of Safek, Ki Misaf Galonim Avru Beis In Chodesh Shavar Ila. We weren't sure when they made the new month. So therefore, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, you don't have to keep, it's a safek, we're not sure, it's a mutter, safek is a mutter, meaning you only keep 1 day of Tisha B'Av. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the safek is also, you keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. Not sure, we don't keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. The Tosfos points out, it's not talking about the general klal, that we keep 2 days of Yom Kippur, because that's obviously not true. It's referring to a quote to Gemara that says, someone who's in the Midbar, he's not part of the where everyone settled, he's in the Midbar, he doesn't know what day is Yom Kippur, he has to keep 2 days. Basically, he has to keep 2 days midin safek, at safek derayis l'chumra. We really know the right day, the chacham were not machmir on us to keep 2 days Yom Kippur. Only in the Midbar. I don't want to go through Tosas, we don't have much time for that, but that's what Tosas points out. I think everyone at Rashi would agree to that also, because I don't think anybody would agree to say 2 days Yom Kippur for the general cloud. Says the Gemara, Darish Rava. Rava made the following drasha.
Also, Yom Kippur, there's no Indian, because Yom Kippur, we do 2 days Rosh Hashanah anyways, and we count the Saras Mitzvah, so it wouldn't be a problem.
No, not necessarily true, but just because we keep 2 days in Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean we don't know what the day is. Let's say during the time when they did it based on the Riyah.
Right, no, but so let's say when they they were in Babel, so they didn't know when Yom Kippur was, no matter what. There was no way in that after 10 days they knew.
Right, so in theory, they should keep.
Yeah, but that's why I assume that's why they did Rosh Hashanah 2 days, and they counted 10 days on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, in a way.
But Yom Kippur is more important than Aseret Metshuva, in that if it's a Safek Derayis, you should probably keep both of them. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Darish Rava, Ubros, women who are pregnant, Umenikos, nursing mothers, Misanos, Umashlimos, Bo, Kiderech, Shemisanos, Umashlimos, Yom Kippur. They have to fast and complete the whole fast day, just like they do on Yom Kippur. Ubeinash Shmashos Shelo Aser, and the that period of Beis Hamikdash is Aser as well. V'chein Amru Mishmei de B'Yochanan, it was also stated in the name of B'Yochanan. V'mi Amar B'Yochanan, how did B'Yochanan really say this? V'hamar Rebbe Yochanan, Tisha B'Av Einot Kitanis Sibur. The Tisha B'Av is not like a Tanis Sibur. That meaning, normally, even though Tanis Sibur, the women all have to fast, whether they're pregnant or nursing, Tisha B'Av is different. My love, the Benesh, oh, sorry, it's reference really to Beis Hamikdash. So, we see that the Bryce above said Beis Hamikdash is also in a Tanis Sibur, like Yom Kippur, and we quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that, but now we have another statement that Rabbi Yochanan says Tisha B'Av is not like Tanis Sibur. And my law, the Beis Hamikdash, where Tisha B'Av, you do not have to be, you don't keep the fast during Beis Hamikdash, says the Gemara, no. Lo l'mlacha. It's talking about melacha, in terms of melacha, we're more makil in regards to Tisha B'Av, Beis Hamikdash, as opposed to normally Tanis Sibur, Beis Hamikdash is also b'melacha, Tisha B'Av is mutter b'melacha. Gemara says, melacha. Tanina, the melacha is already taught by the Mishnah. We don't need Rabbi Yochanan to teach us that.
Is it talking about Beis Hamikdash or the whole time?
Good question. Let's see. About, I think Beis Hamikdash, but maybe you're right. Maybe once we switch to first Beis Hamikdash, now we're right. Switching to melacha in general. Right. I think you're right, actually. Right. Yeah, Rashi says lo melacha shayom atzman mishetichshach. The regular right. Day. No, the comparison of Tanis Sibur, the difference between Tanis Sibur and Tisha B'Av is not in regards to Beis Hamikdash. It's really in regards to melacha. Then Tanis Sibur, there's a real iser melacha. On Tisha B'Av, there's no iser melacha. The Gemara says, do we really need Rabbi Yochanan to teach me that it's mutter to melacha on Tisha B'Av? Tanina, the Mishnah tells us already, our very Mishnah, Makum shenagu lasos melacha b'Tisha B'Av, osin, makum shenagu shelo lasos, ein osin. V'afilu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo amar elo dechi yosef lo abi lo mechsekira. Even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says everyone should make himself like a Tamar Chacham, it's not because there's a real iser, rather it's because the person just sits down. Because when a person sits and he doesn't do melacha, it doesn't seem like yura. It doesn't seem like he's doing anything gaivadik. He just has no melacha to do. Avam mesa lo asher. He never says it's asher to do it. He just says, if you're sitting twiddling your thumbs, we don't think you're trying to be a baal gaiva and taking a chumra upon yourself. Rather, you have no work to do. So there's no real iser. So it can't be that what Rabbi Yochanan is referring to. So what's the difference between Tanis Sibur and Tisha B'Av that the Bryce refers to? Elamai eino ketanis Sibur, the Tfilas Ne'ila. The Tfilas Ne'ila, that we say Tfilas Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, we also say it on Tanis Sibur, but we do not say Tfilas Ne'ila on Tisha B'Av. V'hamar B'Yochanan v'halavai she'ispala adam v'holich kol yom kula? Didn't he say, Gemara Brachos, that halavai, a person should be able to daven the entire day. Davening is so important, a person should be able to daven and should daven the entire day. So why not say Tfilas Ne'ila? Says the Gemara, Hasam Chova Hacharishus. There, when it comes to Rashi says Hasam the Chova B'Tanis Sibur Chova Medirbanon, U'Betisha Bav Ashmin Delav Chova Hu. Meaning, there's a chiv to say Tvias Nila on Tanis Sibur, but Tishbav it's only Rishus. V'Yochanan advises one should daven the entire day. You should say as much as you possibly can. Therefore, say Tvias Nila also if you're able to on Tishbav. But it's not a chiv to say Nila on Tishbav. It's only a Rishus to say it. So that's the first way we want to say what's the difference between Tanis Sibur and Tisha B'Av. The first difference we're saying is Tfilas Ne'ila. V'bais Eim, alternatively, we're suggesting my Einok Tanis Sibur. How is it different than Tanis Sibur? Le'esim V'Arbav. The Gemara in Tanis talks about there were 24 brachos that were said on a Tanis Sibur. Those 24 brachos were only said on Tanis Sibur, not said on Tisha B'Av. Papa Amar, my Einok Tanis Sibur. What's the difference? Einok Kirishonos Ela Kachronos V'Asura. Let's see, Rashi says, Rav Papa Amar, three narrow lines up, Rav Papa Amar, Liolam Kidisakadai Trach Mikara, Deino Tanis Sibur, the Amar, the Beis Hamikdash Kamar. Really, it's right, it was in reference to Beis Hamikdash. Below Tikshel of Yochanan, Kamai said, it shouldn't be a Kashim Yochanan, the Haid the Kamar, Eino Tanis Sibur, Luchumar Kamar, Tuchumar, Vihachi Kamar, Eino Kishalosh Rishonos. It's not like the first three fast days, which were more makil when it comes to. When it came to fasting for the rainy season, the lack of rain, there were a series of fasts. They have three fasts, and then seven fasts, and three fasts. And as you progress in the fasts, the series of fasts, more chumras came upon themselves. So we're saying it's not like the first three fast days, shemutter Beis Hamikdash shelahem, where it's mutter to do work during the Beis Hamikdash, kida tanan behu betainus, ochlin v'shoshim shosim mishachashecha, ela kachronos, ditzan behu ochlin v'shoshim mibod yom. Meaning when we say that Tisha B'Av is not like Tanis Sibur, we're saying Tisha B'Av is not like Tanis Sibur, the first three Tanis Sibur, where it's mutter to melacha during Beis Hamikdash. We're saying it's like the last three fast days of these Tanis Sibur, where it's also to do melacha, and it's also to eat during the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore we see Tisha B'Av is the chumra, that it is in fact also during Beis Hamikdash, and Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with what he says. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Meisive, you know, maybe we should stop here, because Meisive carries on to the next page. So we did a lot. Let's stop here. I think it's a good stopping point. We did a lot. And then we'll pick up tomorrow. Okay.
All right.